ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो सेवेंथ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 36। काले न मिलिता धियम अवमृष्यन्द्रैनम्। स्तोकायुषं स्वानिगम बात दूर पारः। अभिहृतस्त्वा अनियुगं सहि सत्यवत्तम्। वेदद्रुमं विटपस विभजस्यति स्म। व्हाट वर्ड मीनिंग कालेन। इन द कोर्स ऑफ टाइम मिलितधियम द लेस इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन्स अवमृष्या considering the difficulties, nrinam, of humanity at large, stokayusham, of the short living persons, swanigamaha, the Vedic literature compiled by him, bata, exactly, dura paraha, great difficult, abhirhitaha, having appeared as, tu, but, anuyugam, in the term of the age, saha, he, the Lord, He certainly, Satyavatyam, in the womb of Satyavati, Vedadrumam, the desired trees of the Vedas, Vitapashaha, by division of branches, Vibhajishati will divide Sma as it were. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the Lord Himself in His incarnation as the son of Satyavati, Vyasadeva, will consider his compilation of the Vedic literature to be very difficult for the less intelligent person with short life, and thus he will divide the tree of Vedic knowledge into different branches according to the circumstances of the particular age. Please repeat translation. The Lord Himself in His incarnation as the son of Satyavati, Vyasadev, will consider His compilation of the Vedic literature to be very difficult for less intelligent person with a short life, and thus he will divide the tree of Vedic knowledge into different bunches according to the circumstances of the particular age. Purport. Herein Brahma mentioned the future compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam for the short-lived person of the age of Kali. As explained in the first canto, the less intelligent person of the age of Kali would be not only shortly but also perplexed with so many problems of life due to the awkward situation of the godless human society. Advancement of material comfort of the body is activity in the mood of ignorance, according to the law of material nature. Real advancement of the knowledge means progress in knowledge in self-realization. But in the age of Kali, those less intelligent men mistakenly consider the short lifetime of the 100 years now factually reduced to about 40 to 60 years to be all in all. They are less intelligent because they have no information of the eternity of life. They identify with the temporary material body existing for 40 years and consider it only basic principle of life. Such persons are described as equal to ashes and bulls. But the Lord, as the compassionate father of all living beings, impart unto them the vast Vedic knowledge in short treatises like the Bhagavad Gita, and for the graduates the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Puranas and Mahabharata are also similarly made by Vyasadeva for the different type of men in the mood of material nature, but none of them are independent of the Vedic principles. So, in this shloka, it is describing even before Vyasadeva appear. Who is describing? This is conversation who is having? Brahma and Narada. So, many times we see in this world, they say, Shastra, literature, or whatever. So we have to understand, everything is not Shastra. Dharmantu Shakshar Bhagavad Pranitam. What is Dharma? Rules and regulations given by Supreme Personality of God and Himself, not by me or not by you. If some ordinary person is giving rules and regulations, what will happen? It will be made out of his imagination and speculation. Because I don't like it, so it shouldn't be happen like that. But what will happen when it's going like that, it goes like that, then what will happen? Somebody else will not like that. Because somebody else like something else. So that's a Narad Muni, he described in Narad Pancharatra. He said, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatring Vidhing Vina Aikantiki Harir Bhakti Utpataiva Kalpate. Without the Vedic literature, especially Shruti, Smriti and Puran, if somebody is not following this and try to execute the devotional service according to their mental speculation and their imagination, then what will happen? It will make disturbance in human society. We can see there is many Babas and many other cheating people. They just make their own conclusion, their own thoughts, and they make their own rules and regulation, which is never give any benefit for the human society. So we have to be careful as well. Srila Prabhupada, he makes statement here. Vyasadeva will come, he will compile the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is mentioned even before he appeared, before Vyasadeva appeared. It's not like, you know, something their imagination, no. Nowadays you can see, you know, I heard like one person, he made Ramayana, his own Ramayana. What is Ramayana? His own life story. That is Ramayana. He should root my own. Yeah, it is. There is so many people, when they get famous, and they make their own story, and they want to follow by their followers. What will happen if somebody will follow that one? Definitely, you know, like blind man following blind. So blind man following blind means what? The blind man wants, he will be tip over somewhere, and another one also fall. That is the common logic. So you cannot follow the blind man. So the same thing happened. When the rules and regulation and shastra is, actually that is not anyway shastra. Shastra means, shast means shasan, tra means trayate. By the rules and regulation which if we follow, that can deliver us from this material world. That is considered shastra. If it is not delivering us from the material world, we cannot consider that is shastra. Tra means trayate, which one will deliver us from this material suffering. If some rules and regulations cannot deliver from this material condition, we cannot consider that shastra. Vedic literature reject that. So definitely, if a common human being will make any literature, that will be not shastra. It has to be approved. It has to be practical. It has to be scientific. It has to be proven. Something imagination we cannot say. So that's why Brahmaji, he gave a strong statement that Vyasadeva will come and he will wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, he will compile actually, not wrote, and that will be benefit for all human society. Now next question is, why Srimad Bhagavatam? Why not other literature? You know, first when Brahma he appeared and he don't know what to do, and 10,000 years Brahma was trying to find out who am I and what should I do and who is my creator and what is my duty, why I am here. Actually, as a human being, we should make question ourselves similar. Who am I? Is it I am a bag of mucus and flesh and bone? Is it? So we inquire about that, who we are. So Brahma actually, so that's why it's called Athato Brahma Jigyasya. The inquiry about the truth. So Brahma first he thought about that, and then he tried to find out himself, but he couldn't. Then he heard one word, tapa, tapa. Then he understand, I must do austerity. He start tapasya. After many years, when Lord pleased on him, and then he gave him knowledge. And then, because he is the first living entity, he has to create all the living entities, all the things, so he needs knowledge. So, and then before he creating the human beings and other living entity, he wants to set up the rules and regulations, then they can follow those rules and regulations and they can live peacefully. Then Vyasadeva compiled Veda. The Veda word means the knowledge. So what kind of knowledge is there? The knowledge about everything, A to Z, whatever we need. You know, of course, many people they say like, oh, that is mythology. What is mythology? Before we make comment, do we read that? Did you try to read that? Try to understand that? It's like, you know, it's foolish comments. You know, they never even touch Veda. They never even saw Veda. And then they will make comments, oh, that is mythology. What do you mean mythology? You have never heard, you never studied. It's like, you know, if you give a person who doesn't actually, he didn't went to university or high school. So you give a theory, A plus B whole square equal to A square plus 2AB plus B square. And we read that, oh, how come it comes? You know, I know 2 plus 2, 4. But how come, you know, this all rubbish thing? It must be wrong. If that person will make comment like that, and then whoever is reading that, they all are foolish. How come it comes like that? So what do you consider? That person foolishness. It doesn't mean, I don't understand, so that means that is mythology. It is not like that. It doesn't work like that. Veda is so perfect. Even modern science couldn't advance, if you compare, even not 6%. Not even 6%. Veda is that much advanced. Just fact, a matter of understanding, how much we understand. How much we have capacity. You know, long back ago, German, they were studying on Vedas. They were researching. Even still, they are researching. It is so important. Probably it is in the 18th century, they were in India. And they were trying to tell the same thing. This all is mythology. So one person from Maharashtra, and he challenged them. Actually, Veda is not exaggeration or not imagination. It has the practically realities there. And it is a science. Then, you know, nowadays we know aeroplane, isn't it? Plane. How many plane we have? How many type we have? Only one type, isn't it? It can flew only like with the petrol or petroleum, whatever. Only one time aircraft we have. But in the Vedas, 26 type of aircraft described. And that person, he made that aircraft and which will fly through Mercury. It's 18th century. Imagine. And he made everything complete, and because he had argue with the British people, you know. And then as soon as they saw that, they killed him. So the thing is, it's nothing with the British or anyone. The thing is just, I want to mention that the Veda is not exaggeration or imagination. Imagine the medical science, if you think about that. Have a look through Ayurveda. How details they give. You cannot imagine those things. If you see, there is reality. But we say, what? Because we don't understand, we say, oh, that is imagination. It is mentioned that every living entity, everything which is which is growing, which is dying, that living entity has the soul. You know, previously they didn't believe because, oh, we don't understand how come tree doesn't have soul. Or it doesn't have life. But later on, in the 18th century, you know, one Bengali scientist, Jagadish Chandra Bose, he proved, oh, there is life. And then we accept. But in the Vedas it is described thousands of years ago. And also in Vedas is described that cow dung, urine and stool generally impure. But cow urine and cow dung is pure. And then people start speculating, how come urine and stool can be pure? It is just imagination or something, mythology. Now they've proven, the cow dung is antiseptic. That's why Veda mentioned that, spread the cow dung early morning in your house so then, all the impurity can go away. There is scientific reason. Vedas is not imagination. Suppose, tulsi plant. Why? Tulsi plant is so important. One of Prabhupada's disciples, he was a scientist, Sarat Damodar Maharaj. They had a group that he was giving a lecture and he mentioned that one tulsi plant is so powerful, if one human body will be rotten completely, how much virus will create? Unlimited. And one tulsi plant can destroy all the virus and all the bacteria. It's that much powerful. There is no other tree or plant in the world it can do that. So that's especially in Brahma Vaivarta Purana and other Purana, they say, this is all, of course, the material quality. They say tulsi plants is very important and it is so pure. If you live nearby tulsi plant, you will be purified. And of course, there is so many material benefits. Like, you can be very long life and diseaseless. Those kind of things is offered and is mentioned in Vedas. But we will not accept because it is mentioned in Vedas, and we have a thought about Veda. What is that? That is mythology. That is the problem. We have never studied. So Vedas is not like that. So Vyasadeva is not an ordinary common person or ordinary human being. He is the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He wrote this literature for human beings so human being can live peacefully. But what problem? When he wrote the Vedas, he wrote only for intelligent class. So they only understand what is the fact. And then after he compiled the Vedas, and then he noticed that actually only certain amount of people understanding, but large amount of people, they don't even understand what is Veda. And they start speculating even that time. Age, Sati Yuga. And then he thought about it. And then he thought, well, I think this is too hard for the common people. Mundane people. So I must do, a little bit easier, break it. Then he made Puranas. How many Puranas is there? 18. So according to human nature, so there is three type of people there. Mood of goodness, mood of passion, and mood of ignorance. People has this three type of consciousness and according to their consciousness, he divided the Puranas in three parts. Mood of goodness, mood of passion, and mood of ignorance. So the aim is it should suitable for all the class, and the ultimate goal is they should understand that we are not this body. We are, part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we should serve Him, we should engage in His service, and we should go back to Him. Go back to Godhead, live with Him. That is His ultimate purpose of giving all these type of literature. Now, so why not one type of Shastra, just mood of goodness? The thing is, Krishna is our father and he is ultimate well-wisher for all living entities. He wants everybody should follow this and they shouldn't be suffer in this material world. So that's why, you know, sometimes you see, if a father has three sons, one son is very interested to do study. And then he will leave him, no problem, he's doing study very nice. Another son, he's okay, so he'll give him some guidance. And another one, he doesn't want to do study. What father does? What he do? He will say, okay, you don't have to do study? Is it? No. What father will do? He will make some other arrangement, somehow or other, by somehow or other. Okay, he likes sport, he will take him into the to sport, and then after that he will say, oh, now you do study, you know. Or he wants some toy, okay, take this toy and do study. So according to their consciousness, according to their circumstances, father act in different way to their son. Isn't it? So that's how Krishna is our ultimate father and he knows what is our consciousness. So according to that, he gives the different shastra for different class of people. That doesn't mean we are classifying, we are racism or racer. No. According to their consciousness, they will be attracted to certain literature. So that's why it's divided into three. But Vyasadeva was still not happy. Then why not happy? When he gave Puranas, he mentioned too much about the business. What is the business? If you do this, you will get this. If you do this, you will get this. So, give and take. You give something, I will give something. So that's called Karmakanda. So, he described too much about Karmakanda. So people, they forget their ultimate goal. What is the ultimate goal? I am not this body. I am the part of Parsala, Krishna, and I should serve him. They forget completely. What they start thinking, okay, I got this body, somehow or other I have to, I need a big house, so pray to Vishwakarma. I need so much money, and worship Lakshmi Devi or Ganesh or whoever, Kubera. I need this and that. I need position, this, that. So for this, you do this. For this, you do this ritual. So it's become completely ritualistic. So people are too much into Karmakanda. They forget the purpose. So that's why this is the one thing. When we do service, so if we do service without our sense gratification mentality, like we'll do just service for the Lord, if we do that, we'll feel satisfied. Without any condition, we'll do service. But if there is anything wrong, even we can feel ourselves, we won't be satisfied actually. Because we have super soul within us. He will indicate. So, you know, especially like elevated devotee, they will understand very quickly if something goes wrong. So, Vyasadeva wasn't happy. And finally he met Narada Muni, his guru, the spiritual master. If there is any problem in our spiritual life, actually we should ask to our spiritual master or a senior devotee. We shouldn't be kept within us. So then, Narada Muni asked everything and then he told, look, you did everything, but you didn't proper way. You have to make it proper way. You didn't glorify Krishna, who is the ultimate truth and cause of all causes. He didn't describe about this. There is no directly, it describes, but it's indirectly. So, the Kali Yuga people, they are manda sumanda mateyor, very less intelligent, lazy and crazy as well. So they will never understand this fact. So he must describe it directly and clearly. Unfortunately, even after that we don't understand. Imagine how much dull intelligent we are. So, then Vyasadev, he pay obeisances to his spiritual master and then he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered as a Amal Puran. Amal means dirt. Amal means without dirt. There is no dirt. It's very pure. Srimad Bhagavatam. Why it is very pure? Because this is only described about glorification of the Lord and His devotees. Nothing else. And why it is important? If you follow just Srimad Bhagavatam, you don't have to follow anything in your life to progress in your devotional life. Or back to go to Godhead, back to home, back to Godhead. You don't have to read any Shastra. If you read Bhagavatam, that's complete. It has everything which we need for our in our devotional life. It has knowledge, example, and the path, procedure, everything. But other Shastra, they depend on each other. Or they are not completely clear about the goal. You have to find out that. But in the Bhagavatam, it's there only. You have to look only. If you look, you can see it. What is the goal? Ultimate goal is love of Godhead. That is described here. So that's why Bhagavatam is very important. And it is so pure. Krishna said, it is my form, literature form. He didn't say Veda, my literature form. He said, Bhagavatam is my literature form. When Krishna, he disappeared from this material world. And then he said, of course he will be here. He said, Uddhava asked this question. He said, I will be here as my literature form, Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is that much important. Actually, there is unlimited glorification about Srimad Bhagavatam. If we see through the Puranas, within the 18 Puranas, this is the most important. Actually, it is like the, you know, first Vyasadeva compiled Veda and then he wrote commentary on Veda. It's called Vedanta Sutra. And Vedanta Sutra's commentary is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, it is direct Veda in there, complete Veda into Srimad Bhagavatam. If you consider the Veda like tree, mango tree, and Bhagavatam is like ripened mango. It's the fruit of the tree of Veda. Even though it is coming from the Veda, mango is coming from tree, but it's completely different taste, isn't it? If you chew mango branches and then mango, it will be same. It will be completely different. So Srimad Bhagavatam is like that. Even though it came from Veda, but it is a bit different. is higher than Veda. It is everything complete is there. Krishna's pastimes and his devotees' pastimes directly it's described in here. And it is so relishable if we follow. Definitely, there is no doubt we'll go back to home, back to Godhead. And top of that, it's spoken by a pure devotee with his pure devotion. And not only that, you know, once, you know, one Bhagavatam class I was hearing that, you know, it's like that, imagine there is a tree and then fruits is mango and then someone cut their mango, peel them nicely and put some, add some honey and then give in front of you. Just you have to put in your mouth and swallow it. And you can relish the fruit. So, Srila Prabhupada is like that ripened fruit, Srimad Bhagavatam. What he did? He make it so easy. He wrote nice purport, translation, everything. So he had purport, he had honey with the mango. And he just kept in front of you. You have to take it and swallow it. That's only we have to, but still something we feel laziness. Imagine how much lazy we are. So Prabhupada did everything for us. We have to accept that. So, thank you so much. I would like to stop it here. If I made any mistake, please forgive me. If there is any comments and questions, please.
One comment. It was next year who came to India and he had Bhagavatam and he put it to the room and gave his knowledge and write others for the people who flew the plane first time.
Sorry?
Like everybody.
Okay.
They are the people who flew the airplane.
Ah.
Yeah, if you go to YouTube, there is that topic is there.
Yeah.
Like that Marathi person, he made the aircraft with the Mercury, which will fly with the Mercury. Thank you, Prabhu.
The best is
that
incarnation of God is considered.
Yeah.
What kind of incarnation?
Yeah. He is Shakta Vesh Avatar. Shakti Avesh. He is a living entity, but he has a potency, particular energy potency from the Lord directly on him. That's he considered as a literature incarnation of the Lord. Like Parshuram is like establishing rules and regulation, you know, so law. And Prithu Maharaj is like maintaining how to maintain. So they have their living entity, but they get particular shakti from the Lord to perform particular things. Yes,
please.
Yeah. No, it's not post. Of course, nowadays, you know, in India, many people, they will say Vyasa, especially astrologer, they will say Vyasa, because, you know, Vyasa compiled all the Vedas, and astrology called Jyotirveda, it's Upaveda. It is the, what is Upaveda means? So, yes, that one. So, they want to name and fame on all these things, you know, so they want to show to public, look, how much I did study like Vyasadeva, you know, I'm equal to Vyasadeva, so they take the title as a Vyas. There's so many titles. Yes, please.
Prophet, adoration, distinction, all three.
so much. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Nittaye Gaur Premanande Hari Prabhu.
Have you heard Prabhupada's Hindi lectures? Prabhupada's?
Few.
In 5 minutes, you'll tell the whole history.
Actually, I have some.
Pravarti Marg, Nivarti Marg.